Chapter 114. Corky's bloody hands gripped the wheel of the Crestliner Phantom 2100 as it pounded out across the sea. He rammed the throttle all the way forward, trying to eke out maximum speed. It wasn't until this moment that he felt the searing pain. He looked down and saw his right leg spurting blood. He felt instantly dizzy. Propping himself against the wheel, he turned and looked back at the Goya, willing the helicopter to follow him. With Tolland and Rachel trapped up on the catwalk, Corky hadn't been able to reach them. He'd been forced to make a snap decision. Divide and conquer. Corky knew if he could lure the chopper far enough away from the Goya, maybe Tolland and Rachel could radio for help. Unfortunately, as he looked over his shoulder at the illuminated ship, Corky could see the chopper still hovering there, as if undecided. "Come on, you bastards! Follow me!" But the helicopter didn't follow. Instead, it banked over the stern of the Goya, aligned itself, and dropped down, landing on the deck.
No!
Corky watched in horror, now realizing he'd left Tolland and Rachel behind to be killed. Knowing it was now up to him to radio for help, Corky groped the dashboard and found the radio. He flicked the power switch. Nothing happened. No lights, no static. He turned the volume knob all the way up. Nothing.
Come on!
Letting go of the wheel, he knelt down for a look. His leg screamed in pain as he bent down. His eyes focused on the radio. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. The dashboard had been strafed by bullets, and the radio dial was shattered. Loose wires hung out the front. He stared, incredulous.
Of all the goddamn luck!
Weak-kneed, Corky stood back up, wondering how things could get any worse. As he looked back at the Goya, he got his answer. Two armed soldiers jumped out of the chopper onto the deck. Then the chopper lifted off again, turning in Corky's direction and coming after him at full speed. Corky slumped. Divide and conquer. Apparently, he was not the only one with that bright idea tonight. As Delta III made his way across the deck and approached the grated ramp leading below decks, he heard a woman shouting somewhere beneath him. He turned and motioned to Delta II that he was going below decks to check it out. His partner nodded, remaining behind to cover the upper level. The two men could stay in contact via cryptalk. The Kiowa's jamming system ingeniously left an obscure bandwidth open for their own communications. Clutching his snub-nosed machine gun, Delta III moved quietly toward the ramp that led below decks. With the vigilance of a trained killer, he began inching downward, gun leveled. The incline provided limited visibility, and Delta III crouched low for a better view. He could hear the shouting more clearly now. He kept descending. Halfway down the stairs, he could now make out the twisted maze of walkways attached to the underside of the Goya. The shouting grew louder. Then he saw her. Midway across the traversing catwalk, Rachel Sexton was peering over a railing and calling desperately toward the water for Michael Tolland. Did Tolland fall in? Perhaps in the blast? If so, Delta III's job would be even easier than expected. He only needed to descend another couple of feet to have an open shot. Shooting fish in a barrel. His only vague concern was Rachel standing near an open equipment locker, which meant she might have a weapon, a spear gun, or a shark rifle, although neither would be any match for his machine gun. Confident he was in control of the situation, Delta III leveled his weapon and took another step down. Rachel Sexton was almost in perfect view now. He raised the gun. One more step. The flurry of movement came from beneath him, under the stairs. Delta III was more confused than frightened as he looked down and saw Michael Tolland thrusting an aluminum pole out toward his feet. Although Delta III had been tricked, he almost laughed at this lame attempt to trip him up. Then he felt the tip of the stick connect with his heel. A blast of white-hot pain shot through his body as his right foot exploded out from under him from a blistering impact. His balance gone, Delta III flailed, tumbling down the stairs. His machine gun clattered down the ramp and went overboard as he collapsed on the catwalk. In anguish, he curled up to grip his right foot, but it was no longer there.